This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. These are 12 of the stories that we're following today. This is mostly focused on business. We've also got a couple stories that I'm following from Becker's Healthcare as well thrown in here. So you get both a little bit of business and a little bit of healthcare. Thank you for joining us today. First, the markets are tanking this morning, some down more than 1% or so. And that's basically based on inflation coming in hotter than expected, both core inflation and the CPI coming in hotter than expected in March. Some concerns that inflation's not slowing. That'll keep the Fed from reducing rates. Second, Boeing deliveries fell by 50% in March. They're having a very tough time. We talk about that in a separate podcast, CEOs as Leaders, and we'll talk about that separately. Again, 6 points on CEOs as leaders and the need to be both growth-oriented and operations-oriented. And if you're not, to make sure you bulk up the other side of the table, the other side of the game. Third, a fascinating story, and this might be lost on some people, but Fitch, the bond rating agency, cut China's debt rating to negative. And this is because of China's growing debt load and problem. This is particularly interesting because we've got the same problem in the United States with immense growing debt. So that should be a warning sign to all of us. Fourth, and this ties into the inflation story, the headline from the street, global investors are braced for a key March inflation report that is expected to either challenge or support the Fed Reserve's interest rate cut projections over the back half of the year. And this is fascinating. Of course, inflation came in higher than expected. And that may, again, lead the Fed to go slow on reducing rates. Fifth, startup CEOs, we'll have a separate podcast on this. Somebody, a startup, either the CEO or the founder, someone has to be unusually driven. We often say someone must be a driven son of a gun or a fire starter. And it's the same, quite frankly, in starting new business initiatives at companies. A lot of people can do the job really well in a stable company. But some percentage of people have to be driven son of a guns. That's the safest language I could use to make sure things really push forward. It takes a latitude effort outside of the normal effort of a normal person to really drive a startup or drive the starting of a division. We'll talk about that separately in another podcast. Sixth, a healthcare story. Banner CEO Peter Fine, one of the great leaders of our time, has announced he's retiring from Banner Health. Over his 20-plus years at Banner Health, he's turned it into a transformative organization that's a real regional leader and leader in the country. Seventh story I'm following, top PBMs by market share. The 1, 2, 3 in the biggest PBMs, CVS Caremark, you know, part of CVS Health, second, Express Scripts Pharmacy, and third, Optum. Mackenzie Bain reports on that. Eighth, there's a great discussion about how CEOs of health systems are starting to hate Medicare Advantage. And Medicare Advantage, it's ended up the payers are less excited about it as they are starting to have higher medical loss ratios. The health systems seem to hate it as payers don't treat them so well under the Medicare Advantage programs. Patients don't seem to like it, and the government's spending far more money on it than they expected. So other than those four things, being bad for the government fisc, being bad for payers, or at least increasingly challenging for payers, although payers are still cleaning up, health systems and constituents, customers, those over 65 that signed up to Medicare Advantage, it seems to be going great. And I say that jokingly, it seems to really be a mess, but we'll see where it goes from here. Great discussion on labor costs in hospitals by Madeline Ashley. 10th, Lexi Kaiser talks about the indispensability myth that almost everybody's suspensible in some way or another. And that's a fascinating story as well. That's in Becker's Healthcare. Finally today, thrilled to be joined by Gretchen Townsend and Tim Fry to talk about 12 legal issues facing health systems at the Becker's Healthcare Conference. And lastly, number 12, excited to interview Michael Strahan, who apparently has the same orthodontist as I have at the Becker's Healthcare annual meeting. Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Again, text me at any time, 773-766-5322 to give me feedback. If you're the first person to text, we'll send you a $100 Amazon gift certificate. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast.